4. That night, he sat at the picnic table in the backyard, smoking a Tipperillo and looking up at the sky. There were no stars, but he could still make out the moon behind the clouds that were moving in. The truth was often like that, he thought. A bleary circle of light behind clouds. Sometimes it broke through. Sometimes the clouds thickened and the light disappeared completely. One thing was sure. When night fell, the skinny tubercular man from Yun Sablo's fairy tale became more plausible. Not believable. Ralph could no more believe in such a creature than he could in Santa Claus, but he could picture him. A darker-skinned version of Slender Man, that bugaboo of pubescent American girls. He'd be tall and grave in his black suit, his face like a lamp, and carrying a bag big enough to hold a small child with his or her knees folded against his or her chest. According to Yoon, the Mexican boogeyman prolonged his life by drinking the blood of children and rubbing their fat on his body. And while that wasn't exactly what had happened to the Peterson boy, it was in the vicinity. Might it be possible that the killer, maybe Maitland, maybe the unsub of the blurred fingerprints, actually thought he was a vampire or some other supernatural creature? Hadn't Jeffrey Dahmer believed he was creating zombies when he killed all those homeless men? None of that addresses the question of why the burn man isn't in the news footage. Jeannie called to him.
Come inside, Ralph. It's going to rain. You can smoke that smelly thing in the kitchen if you have to have it.
That isn't why you want me to come inside, Ralph thought. You want me to come in because part of you can't help thinking that Yoon Sackman is lurking out here, just beyond the reach of the yard light. Ridiculous, of course, but he could sympathize with her unease. He felt it himself. What had Jeannie said? The more you find, the wronger it gets. Ralph came inside, doused his Tipperillo under the sink tap, then grabbed his phone off the charging stand. When Howie answered, Ralph said, "Can you and Mr. Pelly come over here tomorrow? I have a bunch of stuff to tell you, and some of it's pretty unbelievable. Come to lunch. I'll go out to Rudy's and buy some sandwiches." Howie agreed at once. Ralph broke the connection and saw Jeannie in the doorway, looking at him with her arms folded over her chest.
"Can't let it go."
"No, honey, I can't. I'm sorry."
She sighed. "Will you be careful?"
"I'll tread with utmost caution."
"You better, or I'll tread on you without caution. And no need to get sandwiches from Rudy's. I'll make something."